Insurance companies are expected to pay about $50 billion in claims related to September 11th. They say that another terrorist attack of that magnitude could put them out of business. So the industry is hoping for some help from the federal government. The Senate is debating a bill that would have the government, not insurance companies, pay for losses of more than $10 billion. While much of the debate has focused on the problems of insuring buildings, insuring the people inside those buildings also has become a problem. NPR's Madeline Brand reports.
Every company has to provide workers' compensation insurance. That's insurance for employees who are hurt or killed on the job. Until last September, no one paid much attention to the terrorism clause in the policies. But after 9/11, insurance companies quickly realized that that fine print would cost them dearly. The industry has paid out nearly $3 billion in workers' compensation claims related to 9/11. Paul Matera, a spokesman for Liberty Mutual, the largest workers' compensation provider in the U.S., says his company is now taking the terrorism clause seriously.
We were unable to provide workers' comp coverage for the New York Stock Exchange because of the large concentration of workers in a downtown Manhattan site.
Unlike other insurance policies, by law, workers' compensation must cover acts of terrorism. So insurance companies are simply not offering workers' comp to businesses they think are at too great a risk for an attack. That would include businesses with lots of employees in one place that a terrorist might target. In Washington, National Geographic had to go into a high-risk pool after its carrier dropped it because National Geographic's 1,400 employees are concentrated in a building near the White House. So now companies are thinking of dispersing their workers. In Manhattan, that could mean huge multinational corporations would move many of their workers out of the city. Kathy Wild runs a downtown business group called the New York City Partnership.
This could be devastating for the New York City economy and for the economies of other cities that have large concentrations of employees.
At the watchdog group Consumer Federation of America, the director of insurance, Robert Hunter, is critical of the insurance companies for leaving it up to the taxpayers to provide the higher coverage. He wonders why insurance companies are saying it's more expensive to provide coverage for a terrorist bomb than, say, for a fire, if the casualties are the same.
Why don't they come to the federal government and say, any kind of risk that hurts 1,000 people, we have to have your backup for? I mean, they're insuring it today. Why is it suddenly just a terrorist-caused fire that's a problem?
Because, says Liberty Mutual's Paul Matera, post-9/11, the reinsurance market has dried up. Reinsurers, in effect, insure insurance companies. They step in when there are huge losses, and they paid for most of the September 11th claims. Matera says the reinsurers can't do that now, and that's why the insurance companies are turning to the federal government. But consumer advocate Robert Hunter says insurance companies can afford to offer workers' compensation if they spread the risk among themselves.
If you got all businesses with greater than 500 employees into a pool and said, look, if more than 500 people got hurt in any one terrorist event, we want to share that cost throughout the industry rather than leave it with one company, they could do that. They're not using their imagination. If they can get free taxpayer backup, it's much cheaper than using your imagination going out and doing the hard work of putting together a pool.
The insurance industry says Hunter's plan wouldn't work because even if the companies shared risk, they still wouldn't have enough money to pay workers' compensation claims after a massive terrorist attack. They point out that only the federal government has enough money to make sure that claims are paid. Without any help, the industry says it has little choice but to either dramatically raise premiums or refuse to offer coverage to businesses deemed too vulnerable to a terrorist attack. Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.